Welcome to Dan the Paraman Podcast, brought to you by all things strange, unusual, and unknown in the world. Take a walk with me, your host Dan, as we explore the world of the strange, unusual, unexplained, and the unknown. During our time together, we will look at facts, findings, experiences, and research of current and past encounters. It is my pleasure and passion of the supernatural and unknown that has sparked this podcast to life in a small city in central Michigan. Let's not waste any more time and jump right into today's episode. Before we jump into the new episode, I would like to apologize to all of my listeners for missing the episode last week. I was having technical difficulties and my microphone decided to just stop working. So as I proceeded to find the microphone that would best fit my podcast and wait for it to be delivered, I had to just sit tight and just continue to work on new episodes. So, last week's episode is now this week's episode, and from here on out, there won't be any more missed episodes until the end of the season, obviously, when we take a short couple-week break. But anyways, let's just go ahead and jump right into the new episode. Episode 5, The Tunnelton Tunnel. Let's explore a little history about a small unincorporated town in rural Indiana and discuss a tragic event that took place over a century ago that has left the residents of this small town scratching their heads as to what happened, but also having thrill seekers and paranormal investigators flood the town. Let's take a peek into what happened in the early hours of February 10th, 1882. In Tunnelton, Indiana. Tunnelton, Indiana is a small unincorporated town in rural Indiana. Tunnelton became a plated town in 1852 and welcomed its post office in 1860 with the first postmaster, Alfred Guthrie, from 1860 to 1881. The town's namesake comes from the Big Tunnel at a boasting length of 1,731 feet. An inaugural run was held in 1856 when one of the O&M ceremonial flat train passed through the Big Tunnel. It was completed on April 15, 1857. It was originally constructed for the Ohio and Mississippi Railway, but over the years, the tunnel was controlled by several railroad firms, including Chesapeake and Ohio Railway, and Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. Tunnelton Tunnel is actively managed under CSX Transportation, a freight railroad that operates in the eastern United States and parts of Canada's Ontario and Quebec. It is also said that there was a tavern that sat alongside the railway back in the 1880s, an old small brick building that is now privately owned and supposedly was used during the Underground Railroad. On the morning of February 10, 1882, a tragic massacre took place inside the Big Tunnel. The incident reportedly happened when a gang of robbers were at a saloon in Fort Ritner, discussing their plans to kidnap Alfred Guthrie, Tunnelton's postmaster and owner of the town's general store. Their conversation was overheard by a group of men who proceeded to set an ambush in Tunnelton Tunnel. All of the four members of the gang were murdered, and their bodies were buried in graves that were dug right alongside the tracks. 7 years later, Tunnelton Tunnel underwent a structural upgrade and was brick-lined on the inside to prevent any potential collapse of the shaft. In 1899, a 1,700-foot-long companion tunnel, best known as the Little Tunnel, was constructed into a cut. The tunnel is reported to be haunted by several entities, all of which were said to have suffered a horrible death in or near the tunnel. The legend speaks of a group of gang members who were ambushed, killed, and buried on a hill near the tunnel. During construction of the tunnel, several bodies and caskets were dug out by the workers. Today, visitors of the tunnel have reported hearing disembodied screams echoing from inside the tunnel as well as the nearby hills. The most famous entity of the Tunnelton Tunnel is none other than the spirit of Henry Dixon, a night watchman who once worked in the tunnel. The lifeless body of Dixon was found inside the tunnel after he failed to return to his post. He was found with a lethal wound to his head and his glowing lantern at the side of the tracks. Some believe that he was killed by two men who attempted to rob a girl near the entrance of the big tunnel, but were stopped by Dixon. To this day, the murder of Henry Dixon remains unsolved, and many have claimed to have seen the ghost of Dixon wandering in the tunnel with his lantern. Another entity that haunts the tunnel is said to be the worker who was crushed by a train. Along the length of the tunnel are several supposed dead man chambers, which are dugouts carved into the walls of the tunnel. Dead man chambers' purpose is to be utilized by someone who is unable to get out of the tunnel when a train is coming through to avoid injury or worse. However, the worker had failed to reach a chamber in time and was decapitated by a passing train. The apparition of a headless man holding a lantern in one hand and his head in the other is frequently seen by thrill seekers who are brave enough to venture into the tunnel. Death did not occur only inside the tunnel. Following the railroad tracks to the north of the tunnel lies Devil's Backbone, a ridge that runs parallel to Fort Ritner Road. According to the legend, a family was riding along the ridge when they lost control of their carriage. The whole family fell over the embankment and were crushed to death by the horses and carriage. Local folklore says that if one is passing Devil's Backbone, he or she will hear the screeching screams of the family and the tumbling sounds of the carriage. Over the years, there have been several different variations of the sightings of the Watchmen. One is believed to haunt the location because of a tragic and violent death, found murdered and hung by a meat hook in the center of the tunnel. Two, in the late 1800s or early 1900s, watchmen would walk the tunnel to clear the tracks and make sure it was safe from caving in. After he was through, he would wait at the other end for the train and signal to the engineer with his lantern that it was safe to proceed. One night he didn't have enough time to run to the safety of the dead man's chamber and was sucked underneath of the train, resulting in decapitation of his head. Now he roams through the tunnel, swinging his lantern from side to side, looking for his head. 3. One watchman returned to the tunnel and found the other with his head cut off or swinging from a noose. 4. Supposedly during World War I, two guards patrolled back and forth and met in the middle of each tunnel. One guard reached out, but the other wasn't there. He found him hanging from a metal spike in the top of the tunnel. 5. A watchman fell asleep and didn't flag the train to warn it. The train crushed everyone, including the watchman, who now swings his lantern at midnight to warn the train. And another variation is there were two guards at each end of the tunnel and two more inside, constantly patrolling back and forth from end to end. One night, the guards inside failed to report to the guards at the ends for a very long time. So the guards at the ends went to investigate, knowing that no one had gone into the tunnel. Near the center of the tunnel, they found two guards with their throats cut, hanging from railroad spikes that had been jammed into the brick walls. The murder was never explained or solved, but oddly enough, the spikes are still in the brick wall. And rumor has it, it's supposed to be disastrous for anyone who touches those spikes. There have also been different variations of the sightings of Henry Dixon. One variation is, he has been seen carrying a lantern and his head, or floating through at exactly midnight. Legend says if a person walks to the center of the tunnel, they will either experience Henry Dixon brushing past, or he will mistake the visitor for his killer and chase them out the other side. During remodeling of the tunnel, guards were hired to prevent theft of building materials and stop vandals from throwing debris across the tracks. Two men would meet in the middle at designated times throughout the night, including Henry Dixon. One night, while on patrol, he thwarted the attempted assault on a young girl by two men who had dragged her into the tunnel. A few nights later, Dixon failed to show up in the middle of the tunnel, so the other guards searched and found him dead, with his skull crushed so badly that part of his brain was exposed. The news of his death was such a shock to his pregnant sister-in-law that she had given birth prematurely to a son born with an exposed brain. The condition of his skull with a mark similar to Dixon's wound. There are also a few variations about the disturbed graves alongside the tracks as well. One being convicts put to work rebuilding the tunnel. When they tried to escape, they were killed and buried in the tunnel floor. Or graves from the cemetery believed to be located above the tunnel, which it's also believed that it's an Indian burial ground above the tunnel. As workers dug, bodies and caskets from the cemetery located above began to fall one by one through the tunnel's roof. Some souls never recovered and wander the tunnel, including a frequently reported middle-aged man and a young girl. Ex-convicts were sent on a mission by the South to terrify and kill people in the North. They were ambushed on the hill above the tunnel, killed, and buried there. When the tunnel was built, their graves were disturbed. You can hear screaming when walking through the tunnel. A headless construction worker paces the tunnel searching for his head among bones and body parts that tumbled into the tunnel when construction disturbed an unknown cemetery, killing several workers and decapitating one. There's also been a few variations of visitors' encounters. One being that many have claimed to see a mysterious light or watchman swinging lantern. Some say small at first, and then it gets bigger as it swings from one end to the other. Some believe that the tunnel is the location of satanic rituals. One more legend says that if visitors write their names on the walls of the tunnel, those people will die once their names become invisible. During my research, I came across a bunch of stories of experiences from previous visitors, and I decided to pick out a couple of the best. As an older single man, I will go on trips around Indiana alone. I'd much rather go with friends, but because I never plan where I am going, I normally decide and just go. One day last summer, I headed to this tunnel to take pictures and explore. I do not believe in the paranormal, nor do I believe in ghosts. So what happened, I really cannot explain. There were two other groups or families exploring as well. I decided to walk through the tunnel, and as I was walking inside the tunnel, I heard a train blow its whistle, followed by the brakes squealing, and heard what sounded like the train stopping. I heard someone disembark the train, but obviously did not see a real train. The hair on the back of my neck stood up. I could feel myself barely breathing. I looked around when I suddenly heard several people crying. Flashing my light towards the sound, I saw nothing. As I kept on hearing the crying, I heard what sounded like a young lady ask someone, "Why? Why? Why?" She kept on asking the same question. I smelled the smoke from the train, even though there was not an actual train there. I could feel myself beginning to sweat. Then I saw it. I saw a man holding a lantern, and from the light, I saw that his head was smashed in, and remember seeing blood coming from the corner of his mouth. I could see fear in his eyes. They were wide open. I turned and started to run. I felt someone pushing me down to the ground. I got back up and ran again toward the tunnel entrance. I made my mind up then and there to never go to these types of places alone again. As I started the car, my hands were trembling. Not a ghost hunter, and actually not even someone who wants to experience the paranormal. However, I am interested in small town history and do documentaries. So I went there with a friend on Sunday, February 20th, 2022. It did not end as planned. I had filmed Tunnelton's Guthrie Mansion, the old gym, the church, and tiny post office before heading to the tunnel. Had to use Fort Ritner Road as water was across the road closer to town. We met a bunch of Mennonites that had just walked through and were returning to their vehicles, none older than 20s. Nice people. We talked briefly and I jokingly asked if they had experienced anything strange. They had not, and that was just fine with me. So we continued on alone, and I set up a tripod in the middle of the tracks to take a wide shot. My friend jokingly said, "You think we'll see anything?" I just rolled my eyes and hit record. Small rocks started falling from the top left of the tunnel. It was a little weird, but I figured maybe the soil had been saturated with last week's rain. Frozen and then melting loosened the rocks. We moved closer to the tunnel. I took more footage. We went inside and it was unremarkable, other than being very cold, like a cave. And I've been in many of those doing documentaries. Footage on the monitor was great. Captured the old bricks, graffiti, weathered tracks, and small recesses where I've been told teenagers jump into when a train enters the tunnel. We exited the tunnel and took a few selfies for posterity. I had folded the tripod up and was about to put my camera away when my friend said, "What's that?" In the distance was what looked like a green light. It was a little odd as I didn't hear anything, just saw a light, no footsteps or other noise. It didn't look like a flashlight at all, but more the shape of an old-timey kerosene lantern. And it just kind of hovered. I stopped in my tracks, unfolded the tripod, and quickly hit record. No one was holding the lantern, I'm positive. I think we're seeing the legend. My friend snapped many photos. My footage came out excellent. We saw something, no denying it. But for a fact, we were ready to go. If you're curious yourself about the Tunnelton Tunnel, or Tunnelton, Indiana, just so curious enough to want to visit there one day, to visit the Tunnelton Tunnel from the town of Tunnelton, Indiana, drive southbound along Tunnelton Road until you reach a fork in the road just before crossing East Fork White River. Take the unmarked road and drive approximately 2.5 miles and you will reach the iconic entrance to the Big Tunnel. However, be careful should you decide to visit the Tunnelton Tunnel. Several tourists have reported strange and unexplainable breakdowns while traveling along River Road, which is the unmarked road, headed towards the tunnel. Some also claim to have experienced an overwhelming sensation that ultimately caused them to turn around and head back towards Tunnelton. So if you are feeling brave enough to experience the paranormal encounters yourself, or just want to visit and snap a few pictures, go for it. Just be extremely cautious, not only because the tracks and tunnels are still in operation, but because you may not be the only ones there. And also, do not go there alone. I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to episode 5, and make sure to like, follow, and share with your friends, family, and co-workers for more fun facts, findings, and encounters of all things strange, unusual, and unknown in the world. Join us next week when we take a peek into another strange, unusual, and unknown topic. Lastly, share your experiences, pictures, and videos with us. You can send them to dandanthepairmanpodcast@gmail.com. Write us a little story to go with them to explain, and you might be lucky enough to end up in a future episode. And check out our website at dandanthepairmanpodcast.buzzsprout.com. We're also on Instagram at dandanthepairmanpodcast. You'll also be able to find all that information in the show notes as well.